I said, every one of them. You can't tell me of a one and tell the truth. They've every one degenerated. I'm going to tell you one thing. I ain't putting no bouquets on myself because I ain't going to get none from nobody anyway, and I don't want none. But I'm going to tell you one thing. I ain't going to get weaker. I'm going to get stronger. Now, mark my word. Just watch. It don't be that way. Praise God. I won't have to apologize to you, so you just look. Guys will be out on stems, too, if you look long enough and hard enough. You'll see! Praise God. Lord ain't going to let me get weaker in his body either. He can't, because he needs me. I'm sold out to God to preach the truth, and I don't care if my ancestors are late or early, don't like it. Don't matter to me. Got one goal in life, and that's to please God, because I've got a vision. God called me with a vision, and God's kept me alive through a vision, and he's kept my family and I from perishing with a vision, and many others. A vision gives drive and motivation to a true man of God. It'll drive him relentlessly, like Jeremiah 27. Then said I, I'll not speak anymore. I'll not prophesy anymore in his name. But his word was in my bones, in my heart, like as a fire shut up in my bones. And I was weary with forbearing, and I couldn't quit. The older he got, the stronger he got. All these other prophets, Paul, if they lived long enough, some of them didn't live long enough to get stronger, but they were stronger till they got them. John the Baptist didn't live long enough to keep getting stronger and stronger, but he was stronger. He rebuked Herod for having the wrong wife, and he died for it. Jesus died early. Many of the rest of them didn't live to get old and see what their strength was, but all of them that lived to be old got stronger and stronger. Oh, Brother Daniel, driven by visions beginning in his early life that lasted him right on up till up in his 90s. Those visions kept him alive and young and active. Lord have mercy, he was up in his 90s and he fasted 21 days and an angel come down there and made him stand up on his feet and he said, my comeliness was turned to corruption. Lord, 90 years old. Get up from there, old man, and be strong. And he touched me and he says, I got a little strength, and I stood on my feet trembling. 21 days, 90 years old. You'll tremble if you're not but 21 years old. 21 days. You sure will. He stood up trembling. Says, oh, son of man, you're greatly beloved. Be strong. Yay, be strong. Praise God. 90-some years old. What was the matter? He had a vision that fired him up. Praise God. Paul did too. He was driven and motivated by it. He had stability. He never drifted off course. He never drifted off course. His message just got fired up with greater anointing. It never changed. It just got stronger because of the anointing. A vision in a true man of God unifies with marvelous intensity all the finer elements of that man of God's nature and brings them into a unity that can never be broken. I tell you, boy, when you get that vision, there's a unification of all them elements of his nature that brings out the finest in that man of God. A vision gives purpose that rises always superior to any other worthwhile responsibility. It takes precedence over it. When you're driven by a vision, there's other things that are worthwhile. There's other things that are wonderful. But when you got that vision, and you got that drive from the Lord because of the vision, then it takes precedence. It takes first place over everything, and you don't let anything deter you. Wife, children, and all the whining your relatives can do don't do one stinking bit of good when you're fired up with a heaven-sent vision. Why, Jesus had that problem, just like you're going to have it. One day he was teaching. It's recorded in three different Gospels. And they stood without, and they sent a messenger in there. And here he came. He said, your mama and your brothers are outside, and they want to see you. Now, mama's here. Mama's here. Come on, honey. Mammy is here. Lord, have mercy sakes. He didn't even get up. Mammy. Tell you, Mammy's all right in her place, but Mammy don't take pressing over Jesus and serving him and keeping faith to a vision that you got from the Lord. He looked out on the crowd he was preaching to. He said, somebody give him a note up the pulpit. Your mom and your brothers are out there wanting you. He didn't even bother. He said, who is my brother? And who is my brothers? He said, these that do the will of God, that same as my brother and sister and mother. Hallelujah. And I've always been that way about it. And you ain't going to melt to a hoot and a whirlwind, or you feel that way about it. I'm going to tell you something, honey bunch, ladies and gentlemen. Vision don't mean just to have a dream or a get in a trance. Vision means something seen in a dream or a trance, a supernatural appearance that conveys a revelation, but it also means unusual discernment or foresight, an act or power of seeing and realizing something revealed from what you see or hear. It's an understanding that you have. Vision. In fact, somebody says to you, they explain something to you and said, do you see? Yes, I see. That means you comprehend the truth. There's a revelation that's been conveyed to you through the message. That's also vision. Excuse me. Vision can mean a supernatural visitation from the Lord. Something in a dream or a trance, as we say. A supernatural appearance that will convey a revelation to us with some meaning that we haven't known. But it also means unusual discernment. That you discern truth from fancy. You discern fact from fancy. Instead of just looking at it like a mummy, saying, well, I don't see nothing. Most Christians look like a drunk. Tell them something, you know, well, I'll tell you, buddy, I just don't see that. Most Christians are dumb as a goose. They don't see nothing. Vision? But no, they ain't got no vision. They ain't got a lick of vision. Because where there is no vision, your family will perish. And you might. People around you will. It's got to be a vision. And it's got to be a motivation and a drive that's created by something that God sent. A heavenly vision shows a true man of God two poles in his life. One is a starting pole, and the other is a finishing pole. And all in between, he walks by faith, driven by those two visions, caught in the magnetism of them. And he becomes dogmatic even to the giving of his life. You ain't going to turn a man like that aside with your old disagreements and your mully grubs or anything else, keeping your money and everything else. You don't fool with a man that's got a vision. Money, you ain't gonna mess with him with your stinking money. Now, these other old preachers out here, you can get them all shook up about their money and everything. They don't get no money. Like one told me, said, brother, God has to give me a certain amount of money to keep me going because I'd quit. That's what one told me. God has to give him a lot of money or he wouldn't preach. Let him go to it. That's a Balaam. That's what God calls Balaam. They ran greedily after the error of Balaam for reward and perish in the gainsaying of Korah. A heavenly vision has a starting pole for a man. And it shows him out there his objective. The vision gives him the objective of his whole life. How in the world would you be driven if it just led you a mile down the road and then all of a sudden the light ended? No, a heavenly sent vision gives you light from this pole to the end of the life, which is the end pole.